This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This from the text line. Wow, Steiny never ceases to amaze me.
Well,
Pajemski has a skill for taking charges? Question mark? Taking a charge is not a basketball play. I coached high school and AAU for 25 years and never once taught a player to stand with arms folded and try to get them to run into them. We taught them to stop the ball. Taking a charge is absolutely a basketball play if the defender realizes the offensive player is out of control. And Pods has a knack for doing that.
And it's a brave act, too. Everybody ain't doing that.
The other thing is, a lot of teams practice taking charges. And I agree, it's sometimes not a basketball play, especially when big men are sliding over. But, I mean, to not acknowledge that Pods is good at that, I mean, come on. Yeah. Come on. And you know what? Can I take a cheap shot?
You're the best.
Of course you didn't coach that. You coached AAU. That's a fundamental play. I get why you wouldn't teach it. I'm being mean-spirited. Yeah. But no, I do think it's a basketball play at times.
Hell yeah, it is, man. And it's a brave play. That's what I love about it. Everybody's not trying to do that. So it's like, remember you said you were having some fun. Rebounding wasn't defense. It is.
Okay.
But taking a charge is, yeah, man.
Right. So
you got to have guts.
Right. And just all I ever say about that is stay consistent. Then acknowledge that Russell Westbrook is an above-average defender. Because he averages 10 rebounds a game.
Oh, in his prime, he was.
Yeah. I mean, never mind that he got driven by 17 times in a game. As long as he got 10 rebounds, he can go into the locker room and say, I was great on defense today.
And a really good contest in that last play.
That was wow. Well, people are hot, man. That would have been a perfect night. It still was a great
worry
night.
Worry about your own team.
Yeah, there you go. But you're looking at the NBA confirmed, Steiny, as you probably know, April 1st, 2025 was the first time in league history that multiple former MVP scored 50 or more points on the same night.
You know, I don't want to be a jerk.
I'm sorry.
No kidding. If two former MVPs have 50 and 60, of course it's going to be the first time it's ever happened on the same night. Like, Evan.
It's never happened.
That's what my point. Of course it hasn't. Of course it hasn't happened that on the same night, two former MVPs score over 50. Like, I get that.
What about that night, the last game of the season where David Robinson had 72 or something? Wasn't there another big scoring game that night?
It was David Thompson, I believe.
No, but I want to say Shaq on his birthday.
But I guess one of those must not have been an MVP.
Yeah, but Q's point is, like, it's pretty rare.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I would expect it to be super-duper rare.
Right, which captivates last night in totality, just in the association, that two guys did what they did. One getting a 60-point triple-double in Jokic, And then Steph going for 50.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, quietly, there's a lot of MVPs in the league right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when I heard that, my first thought was, yeah, that makes sense. On the same night, two particular players, that's all.
Really going to hurt when Shea gets that MVP, though.
It's almost like they got to just give it to somebody else.
By the way,
was an incredible. You didn't ask, Donnie, I'm going to tell you. Because you kind of lighten up on Joker. You were on him early, like early Giannis. But everybody know that dude is incredible.
Mm. Good analysis.
If you want to just give him another MVP, go ahead. I would have no problem.
Yeah, I got to give it to Shea this year. Because they're the best team, and he's by far the best player on that team.
Yeah.
Evan, it was another historic night by Curry last night.
I mean, when is it not?
Well,
at 37!
Listen, this is how I want to set up this segment, then we'll get to some calls. Do you know offhand all the things that he did last night?
Or at least
a couple of them, because something else happened last night. He also received another honor that I don't know if you're aware of, but ones you're aware of.
I got it.
I forget the other player, but he's, I think, the only guy to have like 50, 10, 9, and then with the 5 steals.
Yeah.
He got his 15th 50-point game, which passes Rick Barry for second all-time in franchise history. Wilt's got 105, but that's neither here nor there. He passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for most 40-point games in NBA history.
Yes.
Now top 10 all-time. And he passed Klay Thompson for most games with 12 or more three-pointers in NBA history, because he has 4.
Right. And then there was some with Jerry West.
He passed him for
all-time. And he passed him for all-time points. Yeah. 25th.
There you go.
Career.
The logo.
But of all those things.
Where are you going?
He received another honor last night from Matt Steinmetz. And this is the way I look at it, Goo.
That jersey working.
I can't speak to Wilt Chamberlain. But I have a list,
a lineup,
if you will, of the greatest players I've seen in my lifetime.
Wow, okay.
The greatest
players. How many
players
are on this list?
I have 6 now. I have a starting 5 and a 6th man.
Oh, this ought to
and
be
then
good.
I'll have to figure out
this ought to be
who
great.
Fills out okay. the roster.
Let's Number 1.
The greatest players in my lifetime. Kareem, Bird, Magic, Jordan, LeBron, Curry.
In that order?
No. The order has also been changed. I'm going to field the greatest team in my lifetime. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start Curry at 1.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm going to start Magic at 1.
Irvin.
I'm going to play Curry at 2. Jordan at 3. Bird at 4. Abdul-Jabbar at 5. And I'm bringing LeBron off the bench, because if you bring him off the bench, he can sub for anybody. He could sub for any of those guys. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
You're feeling the Curry, and it's rightfully so. I mean, I got him as my number 1 point guard. You didn't ask, but I'm not mad at that list.
So
he's incredible, and he's still going.
Those are the 6 greatest players I've ever seen.
Wow.
And then followed up by, I'll put Kobe in there, Duncan in there, Akeem in there, but that's where I kind of ran out.
This is how we know that you were once a fan.
Of?
You got Bird over LeBron?
Yes.
I'll let you take that.
Absolutely.
In your starting 5?
Yes. Absolutely.
Woo!
Because but you understand how you could get some blowback for that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And it's blowback. I'll bet it's blowback from people that have never seen Bird. Simple. And by the way, if you've never seen Bird, I advise you to watch Celtics Town.
Oh, dude, I got it on deck.
It's pretty good.
Propaganda.
Pretty good.
He's just trying to mess with you.
That's fine.
Hey, something real quick's happened, because you do this all the time. So Evan left the control room. Carter Chickering, over the loudspeaker, said, "Stani, check your phone."
Yeah.
Left me out. And I got to tell you, I'm just kind of curious as to what was on your phone. Because this is what you would do and ask. What was it?
I'll tell you.
Yeah. You should be able to remember.
I'll tell you, nose.
Yeah.
He texted me this. The league's probe will also look into a gesture by Warriors guard Buddy Hield.
Oh, he has no priors. Buddy, you'll be fine. What is Ja doing?
No, what are you doing? Now address Carter's text.
Yeah, I felt left out.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate you being honest.
Okay. Yeah. Jealousy doesn't become anyone. Caleb in Livermore.
Our man.
What's up, Caleb? I'll bet you they didn't teach you charges when you were playing AAU.
And he's never scored 50 either, Caleb, I got to believe.
Sonny, back at it again, man. You just want to give it all up, huh? That's what we're doing?
Nah, we're having a fun day today. Why not?
Hey, there you go. But, Guru, man, Sonny, are we on cloud 10, 11, or 12 today after that win? How you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the one they had to have. I thought it was a high-level game. Mm. It was a great game. They deserved it. They got contributions from everybody they needed to. It was a best win of the year. And best win of the year, but it's only one out of four, so now we move on.
And, Caleb, for me, this is what it has to look like. Jimmy Butler is not the one. He's the 1A, and that's fine. Steph Curry, we go as far as Steph takes us, and he showed me one night, Caleb, that he still can do it, and I'm excited, and I don't think a lot of teams want to face the Warriors and the problems they possess in a series. So I'm standing on that.
There you go. We need Guru's the chef. We need that sound. Look, two little things before I go into my thing. It'll be quick. You guys need to get off Russ, man. Come on.
We love Russ.
Man, y'all caught it, Russ. Hey, look, it was bad, but come on, that's first ballot, man.
Caleb, let me ask you this.
Why did he shoot?
Which was worse, going for the layup and missing or fouling at the buzzer?
Nah, fouling at the buzzer is kind of nuts, I'm not going to lie.
Wow, man.
But, and then lastly, Steiny, like, you guys were talking about a top five with Bird,
Ron,
all this stuff. Yeah. Kobe? No, where's Kobe?
Nope.
Yeah, he's tripping.
I don't have him.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, you know what? Well, we want to get into that. But all right. To my topic, look. If the Warriors were to win this championship, let's just play hypothetical. Where would this Jimmy Butler trade go all time in Bay Area lore?
I think it would be number one, Caleb. I think it may be that now. It really may just be that now if they get swept in the first round.
About 100 Pence.
But they weren't dead.
What about Christian McCaffrey?
But they had already...
They hadn't won the title, though.
But they had built something. They were a good team. And they'd been to a Super Bowl without McCaffrey.
But
this team was
dead. Has Jimmy Butler ever once mentioned champion blood?
Well, he's shown it. What you mean mentioned?
Well, Pence said it.
Oh.
So... Well. Win two titles with Jimmy, now, Caleb.
Hey, Caleb, we get your drift. I get what you're putting down. Stoudy, I think this is a one-off, man. This came at the most. And Steve Kerr said it. He saved our season. Like, that's all you can say. He saved our season. That's a lot right there. And he's telling no lies. And as much as we're just going, call me Josh because I'm giddy over Curry's night, Stoudy, we hadn't even talked about the five steals. Like, damn.
He gambled a lot last night.
He came and he won.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, let's talk to Abe in Napa. Hey, Abe, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just so elated about the game last night. And even if they had lost, it was such a good game. That was the best game of the year, in my opinion, as far as the Warriors are concerned. But... I'm glad you brought the subject up regarding Steph because he is like the most phenomenal person in my lifetime that I've been able to enjoy. And he's in the Bay Area. He's a Bay Area athlete. He's a diplomat. He's just an amazing person. Just a person. So he has fans all over the country because of his personality and he's just like calmly, passively. The best, most phenomenal player I've ever seen in my life. And I think people who don't, if you have the opportunity to go to a Warriors game, make it. Go to that Warriors game. Because if you go to that Warriors game, if you don't, It would be like if you had an opportunity to see Elvis and you didn't go see Elvis and you live in Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
This guy is so beautiful. He's just a beautiful human being, the likes of which I've never seen. Prior to the game, Kerr says, all we want to do is see, all Steph wants is a meaningful, he just wants to play meaningful basketball. After the game, Steph says, all I wanted to do was play meaningful basketball. And when Jimmy came to the game, that's when we started playing meaningful basketball. And so this whole thing, I mean, I can't even believe how happy I am to see what I'm witnessing right now. Because it's just like it's a miracle to be so beautiful. And I hope that I'm not being abusively emotional.
No, we love it.
I just love these guys. I love this team. And I love what Curry has done and what Kerr is doing to make this probably be our fifth title. I think we can do it in spite of the horrible officiating.
What?
And even
what are you talking about?
Yeah, Fitzgerald and even Fitzgerald and
Even Fitzgerald. I mean, okay. We know that.
They were complaining about
it. Stop. Thanks, Abe. Appreciate it.
I'm nipping Evan last night complaining about the whistle.
I'm nipping this in the bud.
Fitz goes, that's save what a foul it. Looks like.
Save it.
Stop it.
You guys need to wake up.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
We're crying.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
We're crying because Steph Curry takes 20 three-pointers, and he still gets to the line 8 times. Meanwhile, on the other team,
what we got?
They have probably the best penetrating guard in the NBA.
He went 3 times.
And he goes to the line 3 times. Miss me. Yeah.
What is going on
Thank
here?
You, Bob.
Curry's getting a whistle, the Jimmy Butler
Thank
effect.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. He goes, that's what a foul looks like.
Yeah, okay. You
know, that was classic.
Okay. Got to the line 8 times. 2/3 of his shots were threes. And the other guy who goes to the basket almost every shot, he didn't get fouled very much. But the Warriors' defense is it's perfect, and the Grizzlies foul. Go ahead.
You're special.
What about the bruises on his arm?
It looked like Jesus.
The amount of times he was on the floor.
Let me tell you something. This is like players you want to get downhill. Okay, look, I got news for you.
They were using that last time.
Anybody at any position who's played any basketball.
The whelps.
They always have scratches and bruises on their arms.
Not Steph, not
every player.
Not like Jesus, man.
I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And I got a smile on my face.
It's gotten better. That's why I'm happy. It's gotten better since Jimmy. It has. Evan just gave us that nuggy nug.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things I saw. It wasn't reported very much, but when the Warriors traded for Butler, the officials had a meeting and said, "Well, now let's get Steph to the line more.
Look out now."
And you know, that's the way the league works. It's fixed. Big Smooth. Big Smooth in Oakland.
You got to be juiced.
Hey, Big Smooth, what's going on, man? Let's go.
Hey, guys. First of all, as always, I want to welcome back all the listeners who vowed they would never watch unless Draymond was traded. Welcome back, guys. Love to have you here. Hey, man. Was that last guy crying? Was he crying?
He was emotional. Don't take Curry for granted, buddy.
I think he shed a tear, man. He did. I felt him on that. But anyway.
He deserved it.
Brother was elated. But listen, great game last night, man.
Great game.
Goo, I'm out here juiced. Like I'm playing for the Colts out there in Union City.
Yeah, baby.
Pods, I used to pull my hair out with Pods earlier in the season. So I want to call back, man. I want to say, Pods, brother, you have won me over. You even through your bad shooting, brother, for Kuminga, I'm not gonna hate on Kuminga.
All right.
But Sanchez has to play. Sanchez must play, man. I'm loving where we are right now. It looks like that fourth spot is obtainable, but it doesn't matter. 4 or 5 is gonna play. Looks like we're going head to head against the Lakers.
Man, I don't like that, Smoothie.
Still some big games. I'm okay with that because if the Lakers we know that Luka's going to have the ball in his hands. We know it's LeBron, and we're going to make everybody else beat us. I don't think anybody wants to see us right now. I don't think anybody wants to see us because Steph is low. We are now loading nuclear Steph, and if Steph goes nuclear, which we know he will, I trademarked this, playoff Jimmy is a real thing. We're going to win this chip, and I'm not crazy, y'all. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate it.
Who is Sanchez?
He's there, a hustle guy, Guy Sanchez.
Guy
Sanchez.
We got to start jumping in and just give me Sanchez.
Guy Sanchez is pretty good, too.
I'm looking at Evan like, when they call him up, Big Smoothie, we get you. But to the caller 2 callers ago, it's what I tell you, man. Say this at my funeral, Stani. Goo told me tomorrow is not promised. Don't take Steph Curry for granted. Okay. And I've said this before this outburst.
I know.
He's 37.
You're out of material.
It ain't, oh my goodness. Stani, it's just, take a step back.
Okay, I'm going to take a step back.
Take two.
And
this dude still has it.
And bring this up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been doing this for an hour and 40.
Okay.
You've come out, and already I marked it down. 3 times, you're like, Stani, they can win a title.
We got to have
You mentioned
Sanchez.
That 3 times. Fine. And you know what? I'm not going to rob you of that. But then when Smoothie goes, it looks like we may get the Lakers, and you go, oh, no, I don't like that.
You have the least resistance.
You can't have it both ways.
I hear you.
Just like Draymond
in the back pocket of LeBron and Luka.
Okay.
I'm
not giving that a voice. I'm not giving that crap a voice.
So are you saying they don't get a whistle?
I'm saying that the reffing is fair as fair can be.
All right, Dibs.
You guys are the poorest winners I've ever dealt with. You're just like Draymond. You can't have it both ways.
But I'm a champ.
In the first half of that game, he gets called for a foul, and he starts complaining, and I'm thinking, okay, mouth, then go review it. Then go ask for the review. Twirl the finger, Draymond. Yeah. But he didn't twirl the finger because he knew he fouled.
Yeah.
So he gets to complain even though he knew he fouled the guy. That's all. It's a double standard. That's all. Just a little hypocrite.
12 assists for Dre. 10 rebounds.
He's triple-double.
Yeah.
Triple-double. Suzette.
Hey.
Hi, Suzette.
It's always fun game.
Yeah, I made it after the third call.
Sweet.
My phone, I guess, wasn't working. But thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
Wow.
So I love my Goo.
I love you back.
The Warriors are like that this year, too. You know, I mean, I commend them for winning last night, and I was hoping they would take advantage of the Grizzlies, because the Grizz played the Celtics the night before. And I was like, you know, in regards to Kuminga, I'm just like, you know, he's not here, so we just got to just move on. As far as Buddy Hield, he's an enigma. I can't figure the guy out, but he makes these shots when you need them, thank God, right? And the Warriors were like, you know, the Blues Brothers. They were on a mission from God.
Oh, nice. That's a
Steph
four.
With Steph Curry, you know, they poked the bear, because the last time he played them, I don't think he even made a field goal.
Nice so dunk.
He came in seven. And then I was waiting for him to spit his mouth guard out last night, because when he was in Bane's face, he was ready to rumble. But he took the high ground. He walked away. And I just want to also commend Moody, because you know what? He's not like Pods, and he's not like Kuminga. He's not always complaining and throwing up his hands. He puts his head down. He does what he's supposed to do. He doesn't complain. And, you know, I pray that it's sustainable, because I really don't want to see the Lakers either.
All right. Fair enough, Suzette.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.